It's basically a monster truck rally, but with
Yeah.
mechas.
It's true. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
And you get all of these cool robot designs. I think my favorite is the guy whose face is like imprinted on a screen, and then it's like attached to like a metal, not a rope, but
Yeah.
like a pivotable, a wire. And then like he's got like the old school. He was the man, what? He was a Times Man of the Year, right? Like 750 years ago.
Yeah. He was the mech of the year.
Mecca of the Year, which is
Yeah.
a great quote.
Yeah.
So many cool. I think that's where you get to see like
That stuff
all
is
the
cool.
different variations of robots, right? It's kind of cool because you get to see like the history, this made up history of like what robots have been over, like you get to see like their evolution over like 1,000 years, and the different like ways and how they become more humanoid. And Chris Rock does like a he's like a 2 second little
Yeah. There's
moment
a
in
lot of like
there.
voice cameos in this movie. Yeah.
And they just
Yeah.
brutally rip them apart and light them on fire.
They shoot him out of cannons.
Yeah.
It was just funny.
Very brutal.
And they're gonna kill David essentially. They kind of have a moment where like they realize like, wait a minute, this kid is like a mecha, but they don't make like kid mechas. Like, what the hell? So they're really confused, but what they do is that they do put him in the, they're gonna like dump like oil or acid or something on him.
Acid, yeah.
And he's like pleading for his life, like a little boy pleading for his life. And the audience is so like not with it. And I love it too. They immediately turn on Brendan Gleeson and they just start to like destroy the stage, which is very funny.
I love that scene because Brendan Gleeson's like, look, we got this little kid. He's a mecha. Mechas are bad, blah, blah, blah.
Who's gonna replace your kids? Da, 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 da. Yeah.
He makes all the
But
threats.
David is so realistic. He looks so real that it's not like, and they say like, mechas don't plead for their lives. Like, why is he pleading for his life? That's kind of weird. Like, it's very strange.
They're very disturbed by it. And he's like, he who has not sinned, cast the first stone. And then for some reason, they all have bean bags. I don't know where they got these bean bags. Just like little bean bags.
Because I think
Do
the
they throw them at the
audience throws it at the
robots?
targets. Yeah. They
Okay.
threw him at the target so that the thing falls on them. Yeah, I think that's what they were going to use him for, but instead they just
Oh,
throw him at
okay.
him.
They just throw them at Brendan Gleeson and they mob the stage. And of
They
course, Jude
destroy
Law
it.
is taken with David, and they're set free. They get away with Teddy, of course. Teddy, I mean, Teddy's the real winner here.
Yeah, he
He's the one who found the
rocks.
little girl. He's the best. I love how monotone Teddy is. Like,
Yeah, he's great.
there's no like intonation in it. Like, he never gets excited or sad. He's just very flat. And I think it's the perfect way to deliver these lines. 'Cause I think it could have been very easy to make Teddy kind of like the silly, wacky side character.
No, you just chill.
But he's just chill. He's just like this chill Obi-Wan Kenobi guy, just helping out his buddy David. And he's just there all along the way. Like, he's just there to help. And I love him. Just another win for Teddy.
And so they're able to escape the Flesh Fair, all of them, which includes Gigolo Joe. By the way, I'm on the Wikipedia page right here, and it says here under cast, under Jude Law's character as Gigolo Joe, it says, I don't know, this might be bullshit, it says, to prepare for the role, Law studied the acting of Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly, whose movements Joe emulates, because he does little dances and stuff like that in the movie, right?
I mean, he does do that thing with his hands, right? Where he holds them, he like
That's true.
holds his like hand, his fingers together. But of course, we know Fred Astaire, as we've talked about before, did that because he had these giant ass hands. I don't think Jude Law
Right.
has giant hands, but
I don't think so. He probably has normal hands, but he's just trying to like emulate the movements. He does like little dances and
just like little
stuff.
jigs
Because
and
now
stuff.
it's Joe and David and Teddy, and they're on the run. And David has it in his mind, because he had heard about it in Pinocchio when he was with Monica, that the blue fairy in Pinocchio was able to turn Pinocchio into a real boy. And so now David thinks that if he finds the blue fairy and he turns into a real boy, Monica will love him.
That's right. And at this point, we learned that the company has found David, or like knows that David was
Yeah,
just
they're
at this
looking
Flesh
for
Fair
him. Yeah.
thing. They're on the hunt for them, which is very important because it'll come in later to play in the film. But Jude Law's like, Gigolo Joe, he's like, we gotta go to the only place where all of the women are, which is like a sex city. It's like
It's
a
called what is it called? It's called Rue City. Yeah.
Rue City. It's like right it's out like here in Nevada, sex, like just down the street.
It's like Las Vegas. Yeah, it's like a Las Vegas like city where I think just there's a bunch of sex robots, I think. I love the Rouge City. It looks so cool. It looks crazy. I love the design of everything. I love like when they very go cool into design. It's like a tunnel that's like a mouth that's open.
A woman's mouth.
It's just completely like they're like big statues of yeah, like naked women and stuff like that. Mm. It's like very specific and it's very like neon and bright. The movie's very bright, has very bright like lights. I think it's like
yes.
The movie was shot by Kaminsky. So I think it's okay. Kind of his style.
Yeah.
He does the cinematography for all these like Spielberg movies basically from the late 90s up till now.
Okay.
But they like, yeah, they're like chilling at Rouge City and they decided to go visit like a search engine, essentially. Dr. No.
Dr. No. The internet. He's the internet.
The internet, essentially. Yeah, he's the internet, yeah. A search engine, Google, whatever you want to call it.
Bing.
Yeah. DuckDuckGo.
They go see Dr. No.
Wikipedia, yeah. They just, because they want to, they're trying to find out where the blue fairy is. This is a nice little scene. I kind of like it.
It's fun. Robin Williams makes a little cameo appearance here as Dr. No.
Not a fan of Robin Williams, but I'm okay wow. with his performance here. It's fine. Name me one good Robin Williams performance.
Good Will Hunting.
Name me another.
Fisher King? He's okay in Fisher King.
I haven't seen Fisher King.
He's all right. But I see your point.
Rest in peace. But I don't know. I find it cloying. But this is an okay performance. I like it. And they're able to, they have to like ask a bunch of questions and they're able to find out that they have to go to Manhattan, right? To go.
Manhattan.
Manhattan. Yeah. At the end of the world.
The end of the world. Because they have to find the blue fairy who can turn fake boys into real boys. It basically becomes a story of Pinocchio in a lot of ways. There's very Pinocchio-esque
sort of, yeah,
vibes going on here.
Definitely. You know,
he's a fake boy, wants to be a real boy. He goes on a journey, that whole thing. They do that whole thing. But they have to go to Manhattan. But lo and behold, they walk out of Dr. No's office and Jude Law.
There's a little scene.
He's been arrested. They've captured him. They have a giant SWAT team. And but I guess no one like guarded the helicopter, like no one's in the helicopter, so David just
walks into it
and him and Jude Law fly away. I love it.
Yeah, they get the hell out of there. They're escaped. I like it. They just like take it and they're just gone.
Just like, no worries, I got this.
I like the ruins of Manhattan. I think it looks really cool.
Very cool. I love the ruins of Manhattan. Obviously, it's a little surreal to see because it's the 2000 version Twin Towers. Of Manhattan. The Twin Towers are there.
The Twin Towers are still there. It's very, yeah. Yeah, they fly around and I think they go to the Rockefeller Center.
Yep, they go to the Rockefeller Center because that is where, I guess, the Blue Fairy supposedly is. He's in the Rock. And there's even like a little helicopter space. So like clearly like there's something here. Like someone's been building some shit here. And then you have that very weird scene where David walks into a room and he meets basically just another himself. David. It's a very creepy moment.
He meets himself.
I couldn't quite figure out what was going on. It took me a minute. Like, I was like, is he like projecting or like, you know, is there some like magic surrealism? I didn't know what was going on.
No, it was really another David.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he fucking kills him. Fucking he's so kills mad. The shit he out kills him. Him. He's so mad. He destroys the hell out of him. He's so strong. Well, he is strong, yeah.